The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Happy Friday. It is Grievance Day. Air your grievances here. Last segment of the day, 844-967-2789. More cowbell, Crudy.
Dominic, I've got some breaking news. Found it at the Raw story.
Of course you did.
A Georgia Republican implicates Trump campaign in scheme to install fake electors during January 6th testimony. So this was in testimony, apparently earlier today. On Friday, CNN's Annie Grayer reported that David Schaefer, a Republican from Georgia who served on the list of
alternative
electors, declaring former President Donald Trump the winner of the state, told the House January 6th committee that the Trump campaign gave the order for Georgia Republican Party to create the fake elector slate. So he just implicated the Trump campaign and the Georgia Republican Party. Now, that shouldn't be a shocker. If you look at the list of these false electors, especially here in the state of Wisconsin, it's a who's who of the Republican Party establishment,
sure,
all the way
is
up to the former party chair, Andrew Hitt, and he's been subpoenaed by this January 6th committee. And there's also, the Wisconsin Elections Commissioner, Bob Spindell. Mr. Spindell has not been subpoenaed yet, but Mr. Spindell was also publicly making statements to the press, which is a little different than a sworn testimony statement to the January 6th committee. But
how that guy is still involved, is still on the Wisconsin Election Commission, I mean, this is just unbelievable bull to me. If there is a way to remove somebody, if he is not the guy who should be removed from an organization based on his public statements, let alone anything else. I mean, what the hell?
Well, no, Dom, you've got it all wrong. We should arrest Mark Thompson and Ann Jacobs and, hell, even Republican Dean Knutson and the other five members of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, you know, the ones that weren't false, fraudulent Trump electors. We should arrest all those people, or at least besmirch them to the point, if Bob Spindell ever does get indicted.
Ooh, let's arrest the Green Bay mayor and the Madison mayor, too. I mean, if we're going to round them up, right? I mean, you know, fire everybody on a Friday, right? Get it all over with, and then Monday start new. So just get them all. Just arrest them all, because that's what, I don't know, authoritarians do, what Trump would like to do, what Putin will most certainly do if he gets a chance in Ukraine.
My understanding is Gableman's report didn't make it to the end of the legislative session.
Wow,
so I guess they're not going to be able to incorporate the findings in the, you know, the legislative materials for this year.
Well, that was part of the job description, and he was unable to do so. Certainly, he'll probably not be getting paid, so he'll do this voluntarily.
Oh, rebate all the money?
Right? Yes, of course.
Dominic, my understanding, Gableman to give testimony on Tuesday, you know, at a liposuction clinic. No, probably at the state capitol, the Wisconsin Elections Commission, the Assembly Elections Committee, chaired by Branchen, having a little Gableman-only testimony on Tuesday.
This should be and will be national news, folks. Make sure you tune into that.
But anyways, the only reason I brought this up is Spindell has implicated the Trump campaign a handful of times in his conversations with the press. Well, that's what the Trump campaign told us to do. As if that is somehow a legal shield
right,
from his own complicitness, right? That ain't going to get you out of jail, Bob.
Wait. So are you telling me, I want to be very clear about this, that the excuse of saying that you were only following
Trump
orders
made me do it
is something that might be frowned upon in a legal perspective?
Well, apparently if it's an unlawful order, Dom. You know, I sure do hope Bob Spindell sleeps well when he's in prison, you know, but Mike Lindell's
like
going to have to send him
my
a pillow.
Guys.
Yeah, that's nice. Kind of mumbling around it, but that's where I was going.
Yeah, I got you, man.
Let's
I
go to the
you.
Phones. A couple more grievances, perhaps. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madison. Welcome back, Dick. How's the garage?
Oh, it's really well tonight. Guys,
you're not exiled out there. You're not like Napoleon. Your wife didn't kick you out to the garage in Sardinia, did she?
No, in fact, she spends a lot of time out here with me, too. But
Some garage time. That's what you call it around your place, eh, Dick?
Can I do a shout out to Saudi Arabia? I did it this morning. Thanks
on another radio show you want to tell us about?
No.
Okay.
No, thanks
then
for
just in the driveway outside the garage.
Murder and butchering of. And then also, thanks for Fox News, you know, propping these kind of people up. But I guess my point is, Biden asked for them to up the, you know, production of oil to maybe offset this. We only need 6 to 8%. And, we got a thing we signed with Russia. You know what? When it's all over and done and more it's more electric and everything, and when you are looking for food to eat, how about this, guys? Go somewhere else.
Give the old Mother Hubbard treatment. The cupboards are bare, Saudi Arabia. Well, fortunately, with all the money they've stockpiled from the selling of oil, you know, they'll be able to buy Soylent Green. 844-967.
Wow, dude.
The
Saudis will be fine. And a hacksaw, you know, king or prince over there. I mean, come on.
MBS.
Khashoggi, they have not yet, you know, found anything. And Donald Trump, of course, the way he handled that entire situation, I believe, they're going to golf, right? They're going to go do a golf tour on some of Trump's properties? And isn't the son-in-law out, you know, gathering money for a new
fund? It can only be Jared.
Oh, I mean, it is so transactional and so seemingly obvious. And I haven't seen the cast checks, but if you see what was happening before and you see what's going to happen, can't you make the inference that maybe there was some bad dealing going on there and maybe that wasn't the only way? Knowing how Trump is, I mean, think about how he deals with his contractors and his wives and his kids.
The only one
give the man some power and an unlimited money. And the United States backing him, he will do everything and has done everything he could every single time for himself.
Well, Dominic, the only receipts I've ever seen were receipts to Stormy Daniels. $130,000 worth of cashier's checks. One signed by Trump, right? One
yes.
from the Trump org. And I believe
Weisselman,
one from Michael Cohen.
Weisselberg. And Cohen did one too, yeah. And then Cohen had to like fight to get reimbursed for that.
It's not like we haven't seen the receipts. So anyways, we probably have time for maybe one caller. Mark, you've been patient. Quick grievance, brother. Lay it on us.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. The Russians apparently are bringing portable crematoria along with them so they can disappear the troops that they lose when they're fighting the Ukrainians. Because the parents back in Russia are really concerned about their troops going over on this misadventure. So.
Yeah.
Portable crematorium. That's why
that
they
sounds
took
terrible.
Chernobyl, isn't it? Thank you to our fine co-host in the 3 o'clock hour, James Santel. You missed him, Dom. He sends his regards. My
Hello,
regards
Jim.
To Evan, to Dominic, to Fancy Brian. Have a great weekend, everyone. Thank you for listening. Native Roots Radio is next. And don't forget, live lineup all weekend. I forget what it is, but it's damn good.